Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Taf Kuf Beis, the mitzvah 502, the second to last mitzvah relating to a king, and today's isser is the isser of the king having too much money. We've already had too many horses, too many wives, which was up to 18, and too much money is today's isser. Says the Torah in the same pasuk relating to the last isser we spoke about, lo yarbe lo nashim lo yasa levavo v'kesef v'zav lo yarbe lo ma'od. He shouldn't have ma'od. Ma'od means a lot. Ma'od is not a specific amount, right? What does it mean? Rashi says, ela kedei liten la'achsanya, or la'afspanya, enough to pay your workers, to pay your servants. That is all, basically without going overboard. That is the issa d'oraisa of a king having too much money. The shear for this, the Menachas Chiddush points out, is hard to pin down. What does too much mean? A horse, you could say, okay, one horse that is not being used for his chariot, that's already extra. One wife that is more, so that's the shear. But what's the shear for money? A penny? How do you know? It's hard to pin down. Maybe that's why the Menachas Chiddush is going to say that the chinuch, unlike the other mitzvahs, where the chinuch mentions malchus, that you have malchus if you violate, he mentions that by the isser of lo yarbe lo nashim, lo yarbe lo susim. Here he does not say that. He doesn't say malchus because it's hard to pin down what exactly the shear is. So maybe there is no malchus here. The chinuch is just going to say onsho gadol ma'od. The onesh is terrible because it's an avera that you cannot get kapara for through a punishment. That's what the Menachas Chiddush says. Eini yodei, avol onis parish lo nashir ribui. I'm not sure, but maybe that's why we have to wait for Mashiach. He says, kamishmai agalya ad yavo v'yoret tzadek lan. So what the shir exactly is for the avera, we don't know, but we know it's an avera. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, sholo yarbe hamelech mamon rav, the king should not have so much money, klomar, shalo yia tachas yado, ela kishir mashu tzarech, lemerkavtov avadam yuchadim lo. Only what he needs. Again, these mitzvos only apply to a king. Are they good ideas for people not to have too many wives, not to have too many horses, or money? That's a message that applies to all. But a specific avera only applies to a king. So what is this mitzvah about? So there are many ideas behind this mitzvah of not having too much money. The Sefer HaChinuch himself connects it to the continuation of the psukim. Not right after this, but if you continue reading in Pasuk Yud Ches, Yud Tes, we get to the next mitzvah, which will be next time, the mitzvah of the Sefer Torah that has to be written by the Kohen Gadol. And then the Pasuk says, Levilti rum levavo me'achav, so that his heart is not raised over his brothers. Ulevilti surman a mitzvah yamun esmal, and he doesn't turn away from the mitzvahs. Reads the chinuch, that's also going on our mitzvah. The kesef azov liyabalo ma'od, too much money will lead to gaiva. That is what the Sefer HaChinuch here says. Mishar shi ha-mitzvah, ma'ashim avur, ha-pakasov, levilti, rum levavo. Our heart should not be uplifted. So if so, this is connected to the Ramban. The Chinuch doesn't count as separate Isser, but the Ramban on our Pasuk, a Ramban that we've quoted in the past, says, this is the Isser of Gaiva, Levilti Rum Levava. Where does it say in the Torah to have Midos Tovos? Or not have Midos Ros? Says the Ramban, at least one is right here. Levilti Rum Levavo Me'achav, says the Ramban, which the Chinuch connects to our mitzvah, near Mazbakan Batorah Isser Agavus, the Isser of being haughty. Ki Akasav Yimnas Melech Migavus from Musalev, the Pasuk prevents a king from gaiva and haughtiness of heart. Surely others that are not ra'ui for this. You might have even thought a king is in a position. He can hold himself higher. And even the king, the Torah says not. Ki bara'ui lehisromeim ulehiskadel. He maybe should be thought of higher. Yes, hirenu lios levavu shafel kachal echav haktanim imenu. Why? Ki agaiva mida meguna v'nim eses etzel ha'elokim afilu b'melech. Megaiva, that mida, is disgusting in the eyes of Hashem. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is supposed to be uplifted, as it says, Tovas Hashem kol gaval lev, a pasuk in Mishlei. Right, Hashem really hates it. It's an abomination. The Ramban also talks about this in his famous Igeres, the letter that he wrote to his son, that he told his son to read it every week, and he will have hatzlacha. So what's the beginning of the letter? The Ramban talks about two midos. One midah, which is really connected to the other midah. Shma b'di Musar Avicha. What's the first midah he talks about? Ka'as, anger. Ubazet tinatzam in akas. If we don't raise our voice, shehi midah ra lachti b'nei adam. But what's the purpose of that? What's the root of anger, continues the Ramban. What's the goal? The kaasher tinatzel menakas. When you prevent myself from getting angry, talel libcha midas ha'anava. She mida tova mikola midas tovos. That's the most unbelievable mida. Shenemar ikav anava yiras Hashem. Right, anava leaves to yiras Shemayim, which is not a mida. That's just a goal. That's a mitzvah itself of fearing Hakadosh Baruch Hu. You have to think about me'ain basal anatolech shatarima v'soleach. So that's the Ramban on our pasuk saying this is the source of gaiva. There is an interesting Ha'ara, it's made by the Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes notes and asks on the Ramban, there's an earlier pasuk in Sefer Dvarim that talks about Gaiva. Why didn't the Ramban note it there? Only here the Ramban says. Earlier, the pasuk says in Parshas Ekev, Pen tochal v'savata, you might be satiated, Rubatim tovim tivne v'yashavta, uvikarcha v'zorcha yirbiyon, you can have a lot of houses, and today's mitzvah, a lot of money, a lot of everything, v'kesef v'zov yarbelach, v'kol ha'she yilcha yirbe, v'ram levavecha, v'shachachta z'Hashem alokecha, you'll forget Hashem, amotziecha, me'erach v'sorim v'esavadim. So the pasuk earlier in the Torah says, v'ram levavecha, why does the Ramban wait to hear, levilti ru levavo me'echav? Why does he wait? Why doesn't he just say earlier by Varam Levavecha that is the Isser of Gaiva? So the Sfas Emes asked that question in the Likutim in Parshas Ekev, as quoted here in the Yagdol Torah, and the Yagdol Torah quotes that the Olam is Miyashiv based on the Maisa Shahaya, right? The story that is told over, whether it's true or not, remains to be seen. Doesn't matter. On Yom Kippur night, the Gabbai is walking around the shul, and he overhears a person, one of the Mechubadei HaKol, over saying, Vidui, oy, I'm terrible, oy, Hashem, please forgive me. I have so many chesronos, and I'm a nothing, and I have to do Vidui. And the Gabbai is like, wow. He's a real emistic Jew. He's really doing vidui. Wow. I should be mechabed him. And the Gabbai gives him, you know what? I was going to give him a certain aliyah, but you know, he obviously will be samech b'chelko, whatever I give him. So, he instead of giving him shlishi, he gives him, or shishi, he gives him another aliyah. He gives him another aliyah, because he hears, obviously, the emistic vidui that this Jew is doing. When he gets up to the bima, this mechubad starts screaming at the Gabbai. What? You give me this aliyah? I can't believe you. What's going on here? What do you think I am? You know who I am? And after the davening, the Gabbai goes over and says, I don't understand. I heard you saying vidui, and you're screaming out, you're crying, you're screaming, Hashem, please, please, I'm nothing. And now you say, this other guy, I don't understand, what are you doing? This other guy is nothing. So the person answers, no, you don't understand. In front of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, I could look at myself as a nothing. In front of so-and-so? What are you talking about? I'm much better than him. I'm much more chashuv. So says the Olam. The Olam is miyashev. Earlier, levilti rum levavo. That's gaiva with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's one level. V'ram levavecha v'shachachta z'Hashem alokecha. But the real gaiva that has to be worked on is b'nado mechaveiro. Levilti rum levavo me'echav. That's the key. That's the more challenging gaiva that one has to work on, and that's the message of the mitzvah today, according to the Chinuch. Not to have too much money, because money could lead somebody to gaiva. They think they're better than somebody else based on their assets, even though that says nothing about the inherent mahus of a person. That is the message of the Chinuch and the Ramban. The Rambam as well, right, the famous Rambam in Hilchos Deos, same thing as the Ramban. The two midos that he singles out, which are going against the grain of what he usually says to do, are Kath and Gaiva. The Rambam in the second parak of Hilchos Deos has his famous Shvil HaZahav, famous line of going not to be to one extreme or to another extreme, says the Rambam. That's what we're supposed to do by all midos. All midos were supposed to be that. V'chayotzi b'dvar melu, v'alkav ze yaser b'shar kol midos. Imaya, we have to be it right in the middle. Just like we have this by physical ailments, so too by spiritual ailments. If we're sick to one way, we have to go to the other way to get the pendulum swinging back into the middle. That, by the way, was the Rambam in Perek Aleph. Perek Aleph. Haderech hayishari himi debenonis shebechol deya v'deya mikol deya sheish la'adam. We're not supposed to be extreme. V'hi ha'deya shei rechoka mishtei ha'ksavos richuk shave. V'ena krova lo lazu v'lo lazu. Right? We can't be closer to one. We shouldn't be so stingy and we shouldn't give away all of our money. We shouldn't be never do this and we never do that. Right? We should be in the middle. But then the Rambam says that there are two exceptions to the rule. They have to go to the extreme. Linhog Bahem Bebenonis, El Yisrachi Gakaseha Acher, Vuhu number one, Gova Halev, Gaiva, She'ena Derecha Tova, She Adam Anav Tamid, Ela She'e Shafel Ruach, Vitiye Rucho Nemucha Lemaod. We have to be always humble. Levicha Nomer Bemosher Abeinu Anav Maod, Velo Nemer Anav Bilvad. That's what Chazal say in Pirkei Avos, Maod, Maod, Havi Shfal Ruach. And then the Gemara says, and the Rambam quotes it, Kala Magbiya Libo Kafar Be'ikr. That's the pasuk that we were just talking about. For Ram Levavecha, for Shechakos Hashem Elokecha. By definition, if I raise myself up, I'm leaving God out of the picture, and that's terrible. That's Gaiva, and then the Rambam says it by Kaas as well. V'chein HaKaas, Deya Ra'a, Hi Ab L'Ma'od, V'Roy Adam Shi Yisrachik Mimena, Ad Kitzei Ha'acher. Sometimes you could fake it, but that's not really something that is in most people's abilities. We should just stay away from Kaas, stay away from Gaiva as much as we can. The first Mida that is spoken about in the Archa Tzadikim, the first Mida that he mentions is Shara Rishon. The Archa Tzadikim is an anonymous sefer of the Achronim. Go through all the Midos. Right? Shara Sina, Shara Ava, Shara Simcha, Tshuva, Chanifus, Nedivus, Kina. So the first one, Gaiva. That's the first one. And that's the Isser that we have to think about today, says the Archa Tzadikim, Velo Re'inu Kazos L'Ra'a Michal Hamidos. There is no, we have to realize the balance. Yes, we have to have self-esteem. We have to realize the kochos that we have, but we can't look at it in any way that makes me better than somebody else. I'm not better. Kodesh Baruch Hu gives me certain kochos. Just like, what, I have red hair, so I like red hair better than black hair, so I should be happy that I have red hair, or that I have black hair, or that I have these eyes. We look different. So, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives each person certain kochos. So, we have to realize it's not something to hold myself up over somebody else because of that. Tzarech Adam Lehischakeim. We have to try to be wise. Lahanhiga Laminagaroi. We have to make sure that we don't get into the clutches of Gaiva. Bale Gaivim to Avim B'nei Hashem. And he continues. V'afilon Nizgal Shum Adam Lo B'dir Rav Maisa. Even if a person doesn't hold themselves over anybody else, but just themselves. Ach belibo levadu miska'eh nikra to'eva. Again, this does not mean that we have to all think like roll around in the snow and think I'm a nothing and I'm a terrible. No. Chas v'shalom. It just means we have to realize the kochos that Hashem gives us. Be besimcha that He gives us the kochos. Realize everything is from Him. And do the best of our abilities, but at least realize everything is from Him. So that is all gaiva related to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu related to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. There is an interesting Ramah related to this. The Ramah in Hilchos Tzedakah, the Ramah in Yoredeya, Simen Reish Mem Tes, it's where the Shulchan Aruch quotes the eight different levels of giving. Tzedakah from the Rambam in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, Shmona Milos Yesh Pitzedakah Zulam Alamizu. There are eight Milos levels. The greatest level is when you give somebody a job and you don't let them become poor, and less than this, give it to an onion. It's anonymous both ways, and then anonymous one way, anonymous the other way, all the different levels that we know the Rambam mentions in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim. And then at the end of that section, the Rama says, the Al Kolpanim, Lo Yispa'er Ha'adam B'Tzedakah She'Nosein. But even the lowest level, where you give begrudgingly, you give without a smile, one has to make sure that they don't think of themselves as great. V'im Mispa'er, and if I'm glorify myself and I think, oh, I have money and I'm giving to the poor person. Right, and I forget the Gemara in Bava Basra, where Rabbi Kiva was asked, if Hashem loves the poor people, so why does He make them poor? And Rabbi Kiva answers, because He's being mezakeh us to help Him, to do His bidding. That's why we have to look at it. So says the Rama, if I forget that Gemara, v'im mispa'er, lo dai she'enu makabal schar, not only do I not get schar for that mitzvah, ela afilu ma'anish shenoso aleha. I'm even ma'anish Him on it. Right, I get a punishment for not giving appropriately. But then the last line of the Rama, u'mikom makom, mishem makdish davar litztaka. If somebody is makdish something to tztaka, Mutter lo sheyichto shmo alav sheyehelo lezikaron v'roy lasos kain. That's not called gaiva. Writing your name, you have to give everything anonymously. You can't have your plaque. If somebody gives $1 million to a shul, you know, they can't have their name on it. They can't call it that building. No, the Rama said that's fine. Roy lasos kain. That's okay. One doesn't have to. That's not called gaiva. That's just, you know, I gave it in magialo that he gets recognition. And maybe it'll have other people that will give based on the fact that they see that he gives. But that's not called gaiva. That's an important ramah to note. And there are all different halachi issues that the Pesachei Tshuva or Giv'e Eger and all of them talk about here, why that is mutter and why that's not a problem of gaiva. In any case, we continue. So the first issue related to this is gaiva. Midini ha-mitzvah, what are some of the halachas in the mitzvah? Says the Chedek Ma'ashamru, Zuchonim Lavracha, what Chazal say, Shal Atzvahu Te'eno Marbe, the king is only not allowed to take personal money. Aval Marbehu L'tzorach Yisrael V'tohasam, but if I'm gathering money for the Am, for the betterment of the Am, to make roads and for the soldiers, that's all mutter. Klomar, for defense, Lishmaro Tamba Aram, Umakomosam, Min Ha'oivim, that is all, of course, mutter. There's also an important Chidushi Aran. The Menachas Chinuch says he found the Chidushi Aran of Sanhedrin, and Daf Chaf Aleph, that's where all these sugis are, that the Ran says, the Isser that the Torah says, is only where he, the king, tries to be Marbe. He taxes, he collects, but what if he wins the lottery? What if the king wins the lottery? He's not allowed to keep the money? So when it comes to wives, we spoke about that. Right? If you have wives from beforehand, you probably don't have to get divorced, but it never happens. Memela, what about horses? Let's say he wins, he gains horses. Memela, but if he doesn't need them, he probably has to give them away. If they're not good, if he doesn't need them for his chariot. What about money? Says the Ran. If you got it, Memela, hiknu lo min ha-shamayim, harbe mamon, kagon shekavash medino, matzo tsaros, vade shalohe. Maybe it applies to horses too. Minchas Chinuch doesn't talk about it there. There's no Isser. Meaning we spoke about earlier, is the Isser in the Maisa of the getting or the having? So, says the Ran, Mistama, it is the getting and not the having. And therefore, there is no Isser in that regard. In general, one has to make sure that they are happy with what they have, right? The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Ezeo Chacham, Ezeo Gibar, Ezeo Ashir. Who is the real Ashir? Hasameach Mechelko. We have to realize and be happy with what we have. Says Rabbeinu Yonah there. Ha'omer, daily b'chelki, achar shani achol lefaneisa tatsmi v'lasok b'Torah, umali l'momen acher, what do I need anything more? Ki mishe ino sameach b'chelko, if somebody is not, like this king, who's going to violate this iser, v'eino saveh b'mashenasen l'Hashem, az anihu. If somebody always wants more, then they'll always think of themselves as poor. If somebody is happy with what they have, and they're looking at neighbors, then they have everything in the world. They have Osher with an ayin, and they have Osher with an aleph. Right? And this is also something that we don't always understand. The Mishnah says earlier, in the second parak in Perkei Avos, Mar ben Nechasim, Mar ben Da'aga. Al Yachshov, says Rabbeinu Yonah, Ki al Kavod Ashrov, Rov Nechasav, Yivali Yama Betov, Vishnosa ben Imim. Yeah, I'm going to retire early, I'm going to do the lottery, I'm going to do nothing, I'm going to have no problems and no headaches. V'hu Doeg Aleim Kol Hashana Kula. You're going to be worried about your investments. Shalom Sovia Geitcha, Ashirim V'yom Rulach. He paraphrases the pasuk. He says, ask the one who has it already, and they'll tell you. And the fascinating story that's told over by the Anafates Avos by Ravad Yosef, he quotes this from the grandson, the Nechad Rambam. There was a story of a poor man that made a little bit every day, a little bit, but he came home and he was besimcha with his wife, and every night after they ate the little bit that they ate, he gathered his family and he says, we have to sing, we have to dance, we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let's sing and dance. For an hour or two they celebrated. That's what they did every night. And then, after a while, the king happened to be walking by. He hears the celebration inside. He's like, what's going on? I wasn't invited to the party. I don't see what they're so happy about. The second night, the third night, a few nights this is going on. And he can't understand what's so amazing. So finally he goes and knocks on the door and he says, what are you celebrating? They're celebrating that we have so little, but we have enough to survive. So we're giving Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we're celebrating and we're dancing around. And the king says, really? You're unbelievable. And he commands his advisors, give him all the money he wants in the world. And they give him three barrelfuls of money. And by the time he takes it in, though, some of the money fell out and it doesn't fill totally. And he looks at his wife and he says, I don't see it. He gave us full barrels. They're not full. We have to go out and work a little more to make them full. And from then on, every day they came home and they checked the barrels. If the barrels weren't full, they were worried. They went out to work more. No more singing, no more dancing, no more celebrating. And the king, a month later, walked by and he didn't hear anything and it was quiet. And he says, what's going on? And he knocks on the door and they told him, Marba Nechasim, Marba Da'aga. This is look what happened, right? We have more, so we have to worry about it, and it's hard to deal with, and we've never had this situation before. And the king says, really? If this is the case, he took back all his money, the ani went back to Minhago Arishon, and he was happy, and he was besimcha. Ezeo Ashir Hasameach Bechelko. That's quoted in the Anafates Avos, in Pirkei Avos, on Perek Dalid, and Rav Avadia's commentary, right? We have to make sure that we're happy with what we have. This Isser is telling us that specifically in the realm of Ashiris. One final point, and that is, in the Yagdol Torah also, it's quoted, they quote a Medrash that we quoted a few days ago. The Medrash says that the Yud from the Isser of Lo Yarbeh, right? Kesef Zav Lo Yarbeh went to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and complained and said, what's going to happen to me? Right? By the Shlomo HaMelech violated me and nobody's going to fulfill the mitzvah. So we quoted this from the Zayin LaTorah a couple of days ago. Why dafka this mitzvah? Every time somebody does an Aveira, the pasuk should go up. So explained to Zayin LaTorah a few days ago when we did this, that no, only dafka these mitzvos. Because these mitzvos are specifically on a king. So everybody, when there's any other Aveira in the world, so if some people are violating, other people are not violating. So the mitzvah exists, but this is only for the king. There's only one king at a time. So if the king violates, forget it, the mitzvah disappears. That's why dafka these mitzvahs. But related to that, the Yagla Torah here quotes, why dafka the yud though? Why the yud? Does the yud go up? So he explains, because, quoting from the earlier achronim, the chida, quotes from the chida, that the heter for David and Shlomo and their whole dynasty to be king, it's based on a yud. Amoni v'lo amonis, mo'avi v'lo mo'avis. So dafka the yud is going to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and saying, these are people that I allow to be king? I can't believe it, they're violating. So dafka the yud is the one that goes and complains. Amazing thought of the chida. Be'ez Hashem, next time we get into the last mitzvah, the sixth mitzvah, referring to a king, and that is the chiyuv that he has to write his own Sefer Torah.